Hi, John Lewis in snow country. Well, after scoring half a foot to over a foot of snow coming out of last weekend, it looks like maybe we're going to top off the trails in time for this weekend, as snow is expected to fall in southern Colorado today. And overall, on Saturday, another 3 to 5 inches could fall as well. Temperatures on the mountain this weekend are going to be really comfortable in the lower 30s. Let's start off at Telluride. You got some killer views on Sea Forever. You can see all the way to the La Salle Range over in Utah there at Telluride. Crested Butte right now skiing everything 15 lifts online. They've got a new Super Pipe, Pipe Dream, it's called, complete with a new Zog Cutter. Really going to give you a nice session in the pipe. Copper Mountain on everything, 19 lifts online there. Breckenridge, check out Peak 10. It's mostly black diamond stuff, some double black there. That particular summit is over 13,000 feet. Keystone has their next snow search finals coming up this weekend. Vail's on about an inch of fresh new snow there across her 190 trails. In New Mexico, more snow in the mountains for the weekend. In fact, almost half a foot is expected today. This is really on top of the snow that they saw earlier in the week in New Mexico, with about half a foot then. At Taos, we've got a solid 80-inch base across the mountain. Everything open at Taos. Remember, it's a skier's mountain. At Ski Apache, 11 lifts for skiers and riders, about 55 trails there. And in Utah, the temperatures are going to be a little too comfortable, so we might see a little rain rather than snow. But you know what? More often than not, when it's raining there in Salt Lake, it's snowing up in the canyons at places like Alta and Snowbird, even at the canyons near Park City, not very far from Salt Lake, but certainly at a much higher elevation. For snowcountry.com, I'm John Lewis on the new Sunny 1360 KAHS.